Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I was hoping you and your friends could tell me something about baseball strategy.
The only thing I know about strategy is that whatever the manager does, it's wrong. Unless it works, in which case he's a button pusher.
Mo is on it, don't you think?
Yeah, he's got it. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are here with you until 6 o'clock. We are going to take your phone calls about the Cubs coming up at 3 o'clock. Let you get in on this discussion as they fight for their lives on tomorrow in Game 3. Don't say we never gave you anything. If you'd like to go see Brian Regan, who is awesome, he's going to be at the Chicago Theater January 17th, 2026. Be caller 6 right now to 312-540-0670.
So you want my pitching philosophy thing,
yes.
Lawrence? They don't seem to chase pure stuff as an org. And maybe that has now changed with the hire of Tyler Zombro. But this is a team that doesn't have as much pure stuff as just about every other team in this postseason. Eno Saris invented a thing called Stuff Plus, which measures release point, velocity, vertical break, spin rate. It kind of combines all of them. Basically, it tries to capture the nastiest pitches in baseball.
Okay.
And I saw a top 10 in the postseason so far, a top 10 list in the postseason so far. And there's no Cubs on there. And I knew that was not going to be the case. So it's like Mason Miller, and
not even Palencia.
No, because his slider doesn't do enough.
The pursuit of nastiness.
That's it. That's the pursuit of nastiness.
Nasty.
This is what the
Nasty
league is
boys.
Doing, right? So I'm thinking, all right, well, where do the Cubs measure in terms of team stuff plus pure nastiness? Because you look around the postseason, you see some nasty dudes on just about every other team.
The Cubs have seen it in both of their playoff series.
Yes, they have. And they got by the Padres with defense and home field and a little bit of variance and some timely
some shadows.
Timely work. Yeah, right. So as a pitching staff this year, 20th in MLB in Stuff Plus. As a starting rotation this year, 23rd in Stuff Plus. Every other team in the postseason ahead of them. Every other team that's alive in the postseason ahead of them, except Toronto. And what's interesting about that is because you look at Toronto, look who they brought up in September and just threw 5 1/3 no-hit innings the other day. This kid, Treya Savage, he started the season in low A. He was in the futures game. And they're like, we might need that guy. And they raced him up the system, and he got a freaking start in the ALDS against the Yankees and absolutely shoved. He's here and he's helping because he's nasty. You need nasty dudes and a lot of them. And this is not new. In 2024, they had the lowest average velocity in MLB, did the Chicago Cubs. Guess what? They had MLB's lowest fastball velocity in every year from 21 through 24. They have finished no higher than 26th in average velocity since 2018. They don't believe in going to get big-ass arms and then teaching them how to throw strikes, then teaching them how to pitch. They don't seem to believe that enough. Maybe this new hire, Tyler Zombro, was celebrated. Maybe it'll change. But right now, in terms of the big league staff, they don't have enough kick-ass, dominant arms, and it shows in the postseason.
Okay. Let's say you're right, and I think that's very plausible that you are. If you didn't recognize it before the trade deadline, that's a problem. If because obviously they have the in-house numbers, they have all of this stuff at their fingertips. But even by the eye test, if you're going, you know what we could probably use a little bit more swing and miss, we should go get it. We should go get it for who we might match up with.
They've done a very nice job in the second half in making a bullpen work with that stuff. Strikeout rates went up in the second half with the bullpen. Council did a really good job with the pen in finding that. But that's why Soroka's on this playoff roster, is that he has some swing and miss stuff with that slider. So Council's like, well, I guess this is what I got. That's why Ben Brown is here on this postseason roster, because he's like, I need more swing and miss stuff. I guess this is what I got. You need like 7, 8, 9 dudes like that. That's what other teams throw at you.
Layla pointed it out, though. The Ben Brown thing is frustrating because there's a guy that clearly has stuff and he has not been developed. Why not? Like, what happened? In a year where there were opportunities for him to develop, what was the missing part? Or is that something that can only be fixed in an offseason? I don't know. It just seems like that's the type of guy that you're talking about. They have one of them, and they don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, you know, the Ben Brown thing is really weird. Like, the way that's been done, I thought he should have been a bullpen short relief guy at some point, and they never
You're not alone in that.
They never really made that transition. They sent him down and had him start in the minors, et cetera. Yeah,
so because you would think that a guy that has a limited repertoire, until you can make some choices, be like, hey, Ben, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to pitch you an inning at a time. Do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
They throw as hard as you want to throw for that inning.
To your point, Lawrence, they knew this at the deadline. They knew it. They knew it as an org. They knew it as a front office. There weren't a lot of starters out there to go get. But this is why I was
there. There were still starters to go get, though.
This is why I was like, go get Justin Verlander if you can. Like, go get somebody who you might be able to unleash. And Verlander, by the way, had a great run post-deadline. But it's like, there weren't starters there. There were bullpen guys there. Mason Miller got dealt. Jhoan Duran got dealt. But there weren't a lot of starters out there that got moved. It's just, I think it's an organizational philosophy that catches up to them in the small sample of the playoffs.
So, are you saying that they have not given Craig what he needs? And is it fair for a fan to go, well, hold up, Spiegs. They gave that man $40 million. He's supposed to be the difference in what you had with David Ross and what you have now. He's supposed to make up for all of those things. That's why you went and got him. Or a really cynical fan could go, you spent on the manager so you didn't have to spend in other places.
Well, that point's higher then too, right? To answer your question, I'm annoyed at Craig. I think Craig has messed a couple things up, you know, a couple two tree things up. But I think this goes higher. I think it is bigger. I mean, it's his job to wear it, and you're angry, and you're entitled to your angry. But I truly believe the discerning fan looks larger and says, what options does he have? You're begging for him to choose Colin Ray, you know? I mean, and I all due respect to Colin Ray.
It's a bad place to be.
That's a bad place to be.
Or saying, you know what? Let's try Javier Assad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But maybe he should have, you know? I mean, maybe he should have, which is why that's the job, and that's fair game to go after him. But to me, it goes larger and it goes higher.
Dino on Twitch says, so it's the McCaskies. Yes.
It all goes there.
Always goes back to there.
Also, we need a billion. We're going to need that billion.
Guys, remember how we said we're going to need $1 billion? No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.